So your opinions are welcome. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Jerry Kelly, the MLA, was happy with how things went.
And things have gone very peacefully. I think, without overstating this, in local terms, this it could be the start of a new era. There was an agreement made. People were nervous about it, of course, and I understand all of that. But agreements are made when you have, because a lot of people talk about mistrust. Agreements are made because there's mistrust, and agreements are for is to try and build up trust.
That's Jerry Kelly from Sinn Féin speaking. And George Chittick, the county grand master, had this to say.
Welcome home to Laganeel. It's taken 1,178 days for the Laganeel lodges and bonds to complete their 12th of July. Probably one of the longest lasting parades in history. The Siege of Londonderry only lasted 105 days. The Williamite Wars in Ireland only lasted 935 days. But we have achieved today what King William III, Prince of Orange, fought for and won. Civil and religious liberty for all.
Let me speak to Brian Rowan, who's been following this carefully and writing on it. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. Good morning.
There's a suggestion there, a tone. A lot of people suggesting that Mr. Chittick's tone was one of triumph, and to some extent, his words could have been more carefully chosen.
Well, I think, when you look at the overall package of Saturday's agreement, I think everybody got something out of it. That parade had been marching on the spot since the decision of the Parades Commission back in 2013 to stop it short of its end point. I remember that decision at the time being described as the nuclear option, and the march hadn't moved on its route since. So it was going nowhere without local agreement. And I suppose that realization, whatever the words that were spoken on Saturday, that realization became part of the impetus for this dialogue facilitated by the Reverend Harold Good and Jim Roddy that brought about Saturday's package of agreements, the completion of the July 12, 2013 parade, albeit in the morning rather than an evening return. We know now that there'll be a moratorium on return parades unless future agreement can be achieved in dialogue in a new community forum that is to be set up. The Tweddell protest camp has ended, and as part of the overall agreement, there would be no opposition to the annual morning parades by the Loyal Orders from one of the residence groups in the area, CARA, the Crumlin and Ardoyne Residents Association. I was listening to Geoffrey Donaldson speaking on one of the political shows at the weekend, and you know he saw the significance of Saturday being that the agreements reached in that local dialogue between CARA, the three Laganeel lodges, the talks facilitated by Harold Good and Jim Roddy, others involved in those discussions as well, but saw the significance of that being that what was agreed was delivered on Saturday in those steps forward, but with still more to be done, Frank.
Do you get a sense that there is hope now, and of course there is more to be done, but the image that comes from Saturday is that confrontation between Dee Fennell and Father Gary. That's what people are posting, that's what people are looking at, and there's a tone within it that suggests local residents are far from happy.
And the focus on that is understandable, but in terms of the wider frame of Saturday, they are corners of the picture, if you like, Frank. Confronting people such as Father Gary Dunnigan and Jerry Kelly on Saturday was a play in front of the cameras. It'll change nothing. And here's the other thing to remember in all of this. Both Gary Dunnigan and Jerry Kelly know these situations well. They know the predictability of the situations. They also know how to handle them, Frank, and they've been doing that in the quiet words that they've spoken both on the ground at the weekend and in interviews since. So those confrontations, unpleasant, intimidating as they are, will change nothing. And there is another challenge in all of this, because this is not just about Father Gary Dunnigan and Gark or Jerry Kelly and Gark. If the wider nationalist Republican community supports this deal and this agreement, then it has to make itself heard above the heckling and the name-calling of Saturday. Sinn Féin stayed away from the protest march on Friday night, stayed away from events on Saturday, apart from Gerry Kelly doing some media interviews. And the reason for staying away was to allow the agreements arrived at locally in that dialogue and the determinations of the Parades Commission that followed to be policed with no distractions. And I think that was the right thing to do. But there are the next steps and the next challenges in all of this. It took a huge security operation at the weekend to make all of this work. And I suppose the next steps are this community forum, the dialogue that is due to take place, trying to build relationships, trying to build understandings, and I suppose trying to convert, Frank, what is considered to be contested ground into something more like a shared space.
Now, George Chittick, as I've suggested, may have sounded triumphant when he spoke at Ligonier. Do you think, as a commentator, as someone who's carefully watched the, I suppose, manoeuvres down the years in negotiations, do you think there'll ever be another return march along that stretch of road?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't. And I think whatever people are saying, they know that in the background, the reality is that the parade was had restrictions placed on it in July 2013. It hasn't moved off that spot through 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016 until the agreement that was reached at the weekend, or the agreement that was reached a few days and that came into play at the weekend. Now, so there is a view that will be held by some people that that is the last return march on the Crumlin Road. Others will say, well, we haven't had this type of community forum before. We haven't had this chance to try to build and make these better community relations and relationships. So who knows what might happen when you get into a conversation and when you get into a dialogue. So I suppose it's one of those things about never saying never. But a future march, Frank, will require the making of some agreement at a local level. I was writing about some of this, Frank, at the weekend on the emanmalley.com website, and I also made the point that I think it was a mistake not to include GARC in the conversations that led to that agreement at the weekend. And I know some people argue differently about all of that. Now, I'm not for 1 minute suggesting that GARC should be given some special position within dialogue, but when you leave people outside conversations, you leave them with an excuse and you leave them with something to play with and play on. Now, as I say, I'm not for 1 minute suggesting that GARC should enter any dialogue with a veto, you know, our way or no way in terms of some final say, not suggesting that at all. In the piece I wrote on the emanmalley.com website, I made the point that a negotiation is not about any side taking everything and leaving the other side with nothing. That just doesn't work. So inside a dialogue, the GARC position of no orange feet up or down the road excludes itself, if you like, from any viable outcome, particularly in an area where the two communities live cheek by jowl. But what I was suggesting was that they should be in that talk, in those talks, as a voice, having nothing more than a voice, making their argument, saying their piece, but also within that dialogue, having to understand the reality of a negotiation, that you don't always, or you rarely get what you want, and the challenge of a dialogue and a discussion and a negotiation is a compromise that gives everybody something, and that makes the situation better for people living in that area of North Belfast.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much indeed. Brian Rowan, writing for emanmalley.com. It is 10 minutes to 11.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.